KSVY Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Let me whisper in your ear, say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
This is Our Timeless Secrets, and our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well. Our sponsors for this show are Large Leather and Sonoma Silver Company, both situated on the west side of the plaza here in Sonoma. Large Leather at 481 A First Street West, largeleather.biz, or 707-938-1042. I found it to be a most memorable experience. Any time I visit Large Leather, all of my senses go into overdrive as I experience the fabulous aroma of fine leather. I found this a superb spot for all kinds of leather accessories. The owners, Paul and Jessica, make everything of 100% leather, and I love their creations. Sonoma Silver Company, 491 First Street West, 707-933-9000 or sonomasilver.com. Leona and Jim Talley have welcomed me into this haven of affordable, to me, elegance. I've enjoyed the luxury of poring over all the beautiful pendants, necklaces, chains and charms, and unique designer watches. And what's more, they have a jeweler on the premises. Oh boy, it is a no-brainer for me when I think of gifts for me and my family and friends. Large Leather and Sonoma Silver Company will get my business. And also, we are sponsored by Kiala Healing. KialaHealing.com is a practice of reconnective healing, and you can learn more about this by listening to our show today as we go forward. And when you hear the show, I know you will be excited and ecstatic about getting on the site KialaHealing.com or going to 707-939-8313. I had the wonderful pleasure of creating a healing for myself through reconnective healing, and Kiala will send this healing for you just by going to her site, KealaHealing.com. So, Harry, we have a show.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and it's a good morning.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Sonoma, and we just heard that it's going to be in the 80s by next week. So, Mari, you get your water wings ready.
You mean I get to splash around in the pool finally?
You will be splashing. Oh, next week, you will be splashing.
I am delighted about that. And because, you know, it's all very well. I do my yoga, but I like to get in that pool and get those limbs moving in the water. And I'm excited right now. I've got a lot of things going on, and right beside me is the lady who is so instrumental in a powerful healing that I experienced in the beginning of this year. And you can read about all of that in the Sun newspaper today. So grab yourself
on page 18.
Oh, thank you.
Page 18.
A lucky number.
Very lucky.
So, Keala, welcome to our show. It's so nice to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me here.
You are a special lady, and today you and I get to host, along with Harry, our guest who is going to be calling in, and her name is Patrice Pfister-Janning. Patrice worked for over 23 years in a highly demanding legal system as a court reporter, and she experienced numerous health challenges. And as a result, she sought ways to create more healthful, balanced life. And so in February 2000, she was drawn to attend the first healing workshop given by Dr. Eric Pearl, who has already been on our show and is coming to return shortly. But the good news is that we're going to be giving everybody here in Sonoma an opportunity to sit with Patrice on tomorrow evening, and that will be at the Yoga Community Center on 5th Street West, and that is exactly 577 5th Street West, at 7:45 p.m. tomorrow evening. That's a don't-miss thing.
And the date is the 19th.
That
April
is
April the 19th.
Right. Thank you. Thanks. You're right. And anyway, you will learn more about this as we go through the show. But first, I always like to introduce a little music. And I always ask my guests, hey, what's your favorite song? And needless to say, I could rely on Keala to choose a joyful song. I Choose Joy by Terry Wilder.
When the walls come tumbling down, I choose joy. I choose joy. When the world stops spinning round, I choose joy. I choose joy. When my heart is hard to move, when my music's lost the groove, when I have too much to prove, I choose joy. I choose joy. When hate is all I see, I choose joy.
I choose joy.
When fear won't let me be, I choose joy.
I choose joy.
When betrayal and lies hide the light from my eyes, I look up to the skies and I choose joy.
I choose joy.
peace and hope abound. I hear a sweeter sound. The chains have come unbound. Love is all around when I choose joy.
And you're listening to Our Timeless Secrets with your host, Mari Best.
And I see that light flashing there, Harry. So I know that Patrice is on the line. Will you open up her line? There you are.
Patrice, welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Perfect.
Oh, wonderful.
Good morning.
Good morning, Patrice. It is so wonderful to have you on board with us here at Our Timeless Secrets. And you know that sitting on my left in the studio is one of your students, Keala Gerhard. So we are all about reconnective healing, and what a brilliant job you're doing. So without further ado, I would like you to share with us what happened? How did you get involved with reconnective healing?
Okay, well, first of all, good morning, Keala.
Good morning, Patrice.
Nice to hear your voice. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, wonderful that you are here today.
Thank you. Well, how did I get involved? It's a long story, and I have a short period of time, but I'll hit the highlights. As you mentioned, I was working as a court reporter for over 20 years. And before that time, when I was about 13 years old, I had been diagnosed with a fairly significant scoliosis, well, pretty severe, actually. As a teenager, we noticed that my body was somewhat deformed, one low rib, my left rib sticking forward, and my right shoulder coming forward. And we went to the doctor, and they diagnosed a scoliosis with an S-curve and a rotation, and this curve was 29 degrees between the shoulder blades. And so the doctors told me that I needed to get into a Milwaukee brace, which was, if you remember when the kids in school, some of them might be walking around with those big metal contraptions with their chin in that little cup.
I certainly do.
Yes, and that's what they wanted to put me in. And I didn't want to do that. So I did go through physical therapy, and the doctors told me if I got 1 degree worse that they were going to put me in that contraption. And I did manage to improve my curve 1 degree. So from the beginning, I think I knew that there was something about healing that we could heal ourselves, starting at that young age. However, I did seem to forget that as I got involved in the medical system as my life went forward. I became a court reporter with the aid of the state of California because I was disabled to the point that I was able to be trained. Why they trained me as a court reporter, I will never know, because it is a very, very difficult job to do when your body is in that kind of condition, where my left hip was sticking out, my right shoulder was slightly forward, and I couldn't put my right hand behind my back, just barely could put my fingertips behind my back. So that's how deformed it was. It was visible to people that knew me. Anyway, after working in that field for many years, I developed lots of pain, lots of conditions. I developed a radiculopathy where I lost the C5-6 nerve function and lost use of my right arm for several months. I had other exacerbations on that, but needless to say, I was constantly in pain. And going through some other, lots of other issues during that time, too, other physical issues, chronic pain, infertility. I mean, a lot going on. So during this time, as things got very, very difficult, I heard of this man called Dr. Eric Pearl, and that was in 1995. I believe it was 1995, and I was going to go see him in Los Angeles. My older sister always was trying to find something to help me. And we went down to Los Angeles. We did some other things. We never connected, and it really wasn't time. 5 years later, I had gone through a lot, ended up in major surgery, was kind of disenchanted with the medical field, still in a lot of pain. And my sister called me and said, I heard Dr. Pearl on the radio. He's going to be giving a seminar in San Francisco. At that time, just a couple months earlier, I had decided, well, you know what? I'm ready to try something different. My life is just going nowhere. I'm in pain. I understand pain. I understand health challenges. Maybe I can learn to help heal others. And I signed up for a seminar, but not Dr. Pearl's seminar, a different seminar. And so when my sister called me and asked me to go to Dr. Pearl's seminar, I said, no, I can't go. I've got other plans. Well, the universe had a different plan in mind for me, and things happened that had me ending up at a seminar in San Francisco with Dr. Eric Pearl. And not only that, he chose me from the audience to be someone who could demonstrate a visual limited range of motion that he could demonstrate the reconnective healing to the audience, to the seminar people, attendants. And he chose me and another gal. And amazingly enough, we had pretty much the same condition. And he asked us to show him our range of motion, and I had to put my arm behind my back and the other lady as well. And I did, and my fingers barely touched behind my right side back, you know, down at the waist. And so then he proceeded to, I believe he may have touched us and waved his hands around us and talked for maybe, I don't know, 5-7 minutes. And afterwards, he asked the other woman to show her difference in her range of motion, if she could reach behind her back with her hand. And she couldn't. And I thought, oh, great, yeah, this doesn't work. I was pretty skeptical. And so he asked me to do the same. And to my shock and amazement, my arm went up behind my back, almost like my right arm would be parallel to my body, so my fingertips could reach up to the middle of my back. That was a dramatic, dramatic change. But even more so, you know, I had been on pain medications on and off for that last 10 years, and I had trouble sleeping. I was always in chronic pain. And the pain was gone.
Whoa. Oh. I felt a shift in the energy right here as you were recounting what? This. How powerful this is. Keep going, Patrice.
Okay, well, I had been going to chiropractic care for maybe once, twice a week for many, many years to just maintain that functionality. And after that seminar, I canceled my chiropractic appointment, and I didn't show up for quite a while, and the chiropractic office called me and said, where are you? And I said, well, I don't need you, but I really miss you, so I'll come in and make an appointment. I'll make an appointment and come in, which I did. And when my chiropractor saw me, he said, what happened to you? Because I adjusted easily, and he could see that I was totally different. And I told him, and I said, and I'm going to make another appointment, but this time I'm going to put you on the table so I can show you what I've learned.
Oh,
and I did. And he's very much into neurology, and of course he was explaining it in the ways that he could fit it into his way of thinking, but he knew something happened. And a few months later probably, I had started just, you know, trying this out on my family and friends and being a little uncomfortable, you know, trying to shift into being a healer when I had been a court reporter and had no idea what I was doing, setting up a practice. But a few months later, I got a phone call from this chiropractor, and he said his wife had been in a car accident, and she had a ruptured disc and a herniated disc in her neck. The surgeons wanted to go in and do neck surgery. He had done all that he could do, and he said, Patrice, can we try that stuff, whatever it is you do, let's try it. And so I did do 3 healing sessions on his wife, and each time she had improved market improvement, and after the 3rd healing session, she had her range of motion back, and her neck was healed. A month later, they were in Europe carrying around their 4-month baby, traveling around with no surgery.
Oh,
gosh. So
I can see, I can feel you're smiling. I can feel your energy as you're really.
I am. Yes. So needless to say, I was pretty interested from the beginning when it happened to me. I was like, you know, I couldn't deny it. And then you know how your mind tries to say, oh, it can't be real. This can't be real. But then when I got home and my mother saw me walking down the hallway in her house, she was behind me and she was standing there saying, I don't believe it. Patrice, I just can't believe it. And I was like, but Mom, you know, look, it's me. You know? It's not perfect. It's not totally perfect, but it's so much better. And I'm out of pain, which is the big, big, big deal. So anyway, that got me interested in the work. So I went to another seminar. And these seminars, anybody can learn to do this work. And so I just want to mention real quickly that we're going to be in Sacramento, California, June 21st for a lecture. Eric will be there. And then Saturday and Sunday, where people can learn to do this work themselves, because you can learn this just for yourself, your family, your friends, or you can move on, and like Kayla and I, and create a profession of it. So let me just put that out there. We do this all over the world, and I've been traveling with Eric now for, 12 years, and then to probably at least 30 different countries sharing this. It's just an amazing gift to share with people. And I think I've lost my train of thought. Where was I?
It doesn't matter, because, you know, we're caught up in the healing prep process. And you know, I just wanted to tell you that if you haven't heard my story, it connects me to Kayla. And when I'm looking at the song that you've chosen, All You Need Is Love, which we're going to play just in a moment, I'm reminded how powerful the love is between my husband, Harry, and I, where he insisted on bringing Kayla to my side at the beginning of this year when I didn't want to see anybody. I was so sick, and please don't bring anybody in here. I was saying, without a voice, if you could have heard me screaming. But you see, he loved me beyond that, and he knew that there was something out there that was going to work for me, and it was miraculous. So I just want to say thank you for choosing All You Need Is Love, as we're going to play it just now. And we will talk to you in just a few minutes. Stay on the line, my darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
All you need is love.
And you're listening to Our Timeless Secrets with our host, Mari Best, and her guest,
Patrice Pfister-Janig, and of The Reconnection, and welcome back. And I just want to do a shout-out to a very, very dear friend of mine and ours in Scotland who is listening with great intent, and her name is Jeanette, because she was telling me today of a gentleman who definitely could use a little reconnective healing, and so I'm just saying, okay, let's think reconnective healing to Scotland. It's all over the world, right?
Absolutely.
So, I am curious, how does reconnective healing balance with the other healing modalities as far as, like, Reiki, for instance?
Okay. Well, reconnective healing is a broad spectrum of energy, light, and information. So Reiki has been here for a very long time. It is an energy that has been on the planet. It is ancient. And reconnective healing brings in not just energy, because energy's been here on the planet for a very long time, but we have a new spectrum that includes light and information that we have access to now. So Reiki and Jinshin Jirei Qigong, all those are energy techniques. They're subsets of energy. And what we're bringing in is a full spectrum that includes that, but also brings in much more. So as we expand... For example, we live in this 4D reality of time, height, weight, width, depth, and time. And now, as we're expanding, we're allowing ourselves access to more. Our consciousness is expanding, light is expanding, and we're able to access this light and information, which actually we do have research that shows that it does affect our DNA. It does affect all of our being and on all levels. So it's different. It's different than energy healing that has been here for a very long time. And it's different in that it's not a technique, meaning that we don't have to do anything. We don't have to move our hands a certain way. We don't have to use symbols. We don't have to do any of that. All we need to do is be present, aware, observe, be fully connected to ourselves through these frequencies of light and information and energy, which allows the client on the table to connect more fully to the spectrum of energy healing and light healing and informational healing, and bring their body, their soul, their being into balance on all levels.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
And yes, it does. And can anybody learn how to do reconnective healing?
That's what's so wonderful about this. We all have access to this. Anybody can learn to do this. So it's just a matter of letting yourself open up, releasing your limits, releasing your techniques, getting out of your own way, and just being. And being like being love, being in your perfection, being whole. And you are emanating or emitting a certain level of light. You're accessing this light and emitting, being more light. And it reminds the person on the table that they are light. They are perfection, too. And they can start resonating at that same level of light.
That's so wonderful. So how are you perceived as far as the medical community, and how are they involved in this?
Well, you know, we do have many doctors, medical professionals, nurses, physical therapists, people in that field come to our seminars, and they are usually quite impressed with how different this is and how much it can integrate with medical care. Of course, there's a place for medicine, and We're so excited to be able to start bridging the gap between allopathic medicine and alternative medicine, which this would be considered. So they really are, you know, the medical community are being more and more accepting of alternative healing technologies. So that's a great thing about this.
Oh,
so
such a relief. Yes.
Yeah. In the beginning, it was a lot more difficult, you know,
yes,
because we were like seen totally differently 15 years ago. But now there is a much more of an understanding of the, you know, whole body, the whole being involved in our healing. We're not just physical. We're not just chemistry. We are so much more than that. And I think that the medical community is, if they haven't already always known that, they certainly are more receptive to it now. So we're excited to have many, many doctors and medical personnel in doing reconnective healing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for explaining that to me. And because it's so important that people remain open, just be open. And so this is a really good time for us to play another song that you had intimated you had just heard. And it's entitled I Don't Need to Know and written by Daniel Namod. And so let's just go and listen to that for a moment, shall we? And you're listening to Our Timeless Secrets, and our guest, Patrice Fisterjanik, is on the line with us, and we're talking about reconnective healing. And my next question for you, Patrice, has to do with the scientific research on this, because I'm sure that when you're speaking with the medical community, they need a little more.
Yes, they do. And I'm happy to say that we have had some medical research going on for many years, and some scientific research, I should say, starting back in the late 90s, actually, at the University of Arizona. Dr. Gary Schwartz was quite interested in what was happening with this and did some studies with Eric and the University of Arizona Laboratory of Advanced Consciousness and Healing, I think it's called, continues to be of interest and do studies. They have studied what happens to the physical person when they experience reconnective healing, and then there have been studies of what happens to the environment, the room. Dr. William Tiller is a professor emeritus from Stanford University, and you might remember him from being in What the Bleep Do We Know, that
yes,
movie?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, he's an incredibly amazing, brilliant man, and when he talks, it's so hard to understand him because he talks above your head. But if, when he talks plain English, it's really fascinating.
Oh, boy. Pays to be a doctor at that time, huh?
Yes. You know, I don't know exactly. But he did some research. He created a machine, that, some equipment, that he came to our seminars. Erica had asked him to come measure our seminar rooms. And he did do four different studies at four different seminar locations. And I won't go into the details of it. Maybe tomorrow night, if I have a few more minutes, I'll do a little more science. But what he did find was that when we come to a place, we create what's called a conditioned space. The space starts conditioning itself even prior to our arrival there, like the universe knows, and it's setting up the place for us to be. So it's probably getting ready to set up the yoga community right now.
And people are getting surreptitiously healed without their own knowledge.
They are wondering what in the world is going on. But anyway, so he did find through his testing in the rooms that what he was measuring was called excess thermodynamic free energy. And what that means is it's just a change in the the level in the room of energy of... Not exactly energy. It's a measure. I can't tell you exactly what he was measuring. But anyway, there's a scale, and it shows shifts in the room. And whenever something new was taught or something that we really connected the audience and were learning and the instructor, there would be a shift in the room. And some of these shifts were so big that William Tiller used the word that this was huge. It would be as if to explain how big the shift was as though you had raised the temperature of the room 300 degrees Celsius, which is about 576 degrees Fahrenheit. It wasn't temperature that was raised, but to give you an idea of how huge the shift was in that room.
Well, you know, this kind of ties in with my interview with Dr. Eric Perel. And during that committed discussion, he was relating a part of his new book, Solomon Speaks. And he was, during the time he was recounting this, this verse from the book, several of us have connected and talked about what we felt in the way of energy during that time. It was amazing. It was palpable. And beyond that, my husband and I listened to it on the way to the beach one day, and we almost had to pull off the road because we felt it. It was just palpable. So it's difficult to explain, and I've been telling people as I'm encouraging them to be there with you tomorrow evening, be there. Be there, just feel the energy, experience what's going on. So, will you tell us a little bit more about tomorrow evening and also about Sacramento, how people can get involved?
Okay.
Thank you.
Tomorrow evening, as we've mentioned, I will be coming over to Sonoma. I'm in Windsor, California, by the way. So I'm in Sonoma County, and it's beautiful here, too. but I will be coming over, and I'll bring my massage table, and I will do some demonstrations, show you what it looks like. And I'll be there to, tell a little bit of Eric's story and to maybe give you a little more on the science and answer your questions. And we'll give all of you, I'm sure Kayala will help me. We'll give you a chance, if you're not already feeling them, the frequencies in the room, we'll also give you a chance to we'll let you see if you can feel them in your hands. And so we'll be doing that tomorrow night.
Then I'm really looking forward to
that. I'll actually be in San Francisco at the New Living Expo next weekend. And so if any of the listeners want to come out to San Francisco on Sunday, the 28th at noon, I'll be doing a presentation there. And then in Sacramento, California, we'll be offering the Reconnected Healing Seminar and another seminar called The Reconnection, and also a presentation, a workshop on working with animals. So that's another way that we use these frequencies. They're wonderful working with animals. Those are the dates are June 21st, 22nd, 23rd. For the Level 1-2 seminar, which is Reconnected Healing. And then the following 2 days, we'll be learning something that's an additional application of these frequencies called the Reconnection. And I can discuss that more in detail if anybody wants to contact me.
And how can they?
Can I give my phone number?
Oh, will you please? Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, my number is 707-953-9934. 953-9934. And I'm at heartlight2001 at AOL.com. So if anyone has any questions about tomorrow or about the seminar weekend in Sacramento, you can sign up, register at www.thereconnection.com or call Kayala or call myself, and we'll get you all set up with that. It's really a life-changing weekend. It really is. Well, you can imagine.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. And yeah. We want to thank you so much for being with us today. And we're looking forward to actually meeting you in person. We've been talking a lot on the phone. But here tomorrow, we'll get to see you in person.
Yes,
and thank
I
you
look
for,
forward to it.
Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And have a wonderful day, Patrice.
Oh, you too.
Thank you.
From me too.
Bye bye.
See you tomorrow.
Ciao.
Ciao.
You know, I know my purpose in life, but when things like this present themselves, it's a no-brainer. Universe has a way of guiding us through our journey, and there's just a little step that we take where we know we're on the right path. And when this amazing miracle happened for me, where I went from very ill with bronchial pneumonia, where I couldn't speak and my entire body was just very, very low ebb, to immediate, within minutes, total joy and energy and the ability to speak, not only speak, but sing with a greater velocity than I'd had in many years. This is just... This is my experience, so you can understand the passion that I have about this. And when I talk about my purpose in life, I talk about reaching out, making a difference for those people in my life, near and far. And what we now know, and we've known for a long time, this is not a secret, that one does not have to be in the room with a person to create a healing. This happens through frequencies that are perhaps totally not understandable for many of us. And you know what? We don't really need to know. All we need to know is that it's possible. And so when we step into that place of possibility, all kinds of things can happen. Isn't this true, Kayala?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It's about being open,
mm-hmm.
and you don't even need to believe in it. Just have a little glimmer of opening,
right? Yeah. And I found distant healing. That's what Dr. Eric Pearl said or told us, that it is as strong. And sometimes I feel maybe it's even stronger.
Yes.
I did many distance healing, also with dogs. So it's wonderful. The experience is wonderful for me and for the client, and effective, very effective.
And just to think, you know, your little furry friends who, you know, when you look into the eyes of a pet that you just love and adore, and you know that there's something you want to do for them, but you don't know what. Well, here you are, mm-hmm. Reconnective healing. We can, you know, expand this throughout the universe. This is not just for we humans on the two-legged form. We get to take care of our animals, birds, I'm sure, too. There's no end.
And
there
even plants.
There you are, of course.
I gave it to my newly planted tomato plants yesterday.
I like that. And, you know, so as I said, I know Harry and I both really feel our purpose in life and what we're about. And the one song that is so powerful to us is a song called Gold. And this is important. Listen to the words of this song.
Gold. choice. Our journeys just begin. I'll never know if I was right. Did I fight hard enough? Or when the battles grew too rough, should I have given in? But here I stand and swear to you, I did the best that I could do.
In my own two hands, I once held the gold. Yes. And in this particular instance, I'm feeling the gold in the reconnection. And I'm so passionate about this, and I just want to know you to know that I am behind this 100%. And Kiala, thank you for coming with us today and being in the studio with us to help this story get out there. We're looking forward to seeing people at the yoga community tomorrow evening here. But nonetheless, there are listeners all over the world. Get on to the site, thereconnection.com, and learn about it. But meanwhile, I'd just like to read this poem for you before we wind up. And it's entitled, When. When will I get it? That if it's to be, it's up to me. When will I realize I create my own destiny? When will I start choosing all the ways I want to be? When will I allow the good I choose to see? When will I find all the right words to say? When will I feel joyful each and every day? When will I permit myself to play? When will I decide that I really am okay? When will I start loving everything I do? When will I be successful in all that I pursue? When will I finally get a car that's brand new? When will I finally get over all that I've been through? When I decide to allow all this good to come to me, when I finally realize acceptance sets me free, when I choose to relax and just let it be, when I know that it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. And yes, this is the truth. And I thank you. Thank you, Harry, for an amazing job you did today. And thank you for bringing the light and being so loving that you brought Kiala on a day when I didn't want to see her. And I love you, Kiala. And thank you. And I love you, Patrice. I have never met you yet, but I feel a very strong love for you and all the work you're doing. Let's hear it for Reconnective Healing. And until next week, we wish you a very good day. Thank you for listening. Our Timeless Secrets. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Asophocles and Andante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song, and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit, and of course, her spirit guides, Asophocles and Andante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype or better still, in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's MAHRI. Best, as in the very best, at gmail.com or on the web at maribest.com.
True. May